Okay, at this time I'm going to call to order the Coburn Town Council regular called meeting for Monday, December 11th, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. to order. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jim Kaiser. Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon.
Here.
Okay, we do have four or five members present, so we have a quorum and can proceed with the meeting. The next item is invocation. We have Pastor Shane Wallace from Coburn Methodist Church. He's going to lead us in an invocation, and please remain standing for the pledge.
Lord, as we pray for this council meeting, let us give thanks for their service, and we ask that you give them your wisdom and guidance as they deliberate over the items presented before them tonight, and may every decision that they make be righteous in your sight, for our benefit, and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The next item is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone for public expression tonight?
My name is Linda Lyon. I live at 618 Mint Street. And I was supposed to get answers tonight.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's an agenda item, so that will be covered when it's time for that on the agenda.
I'm sorry, I didn't
know. We have a response to public expression, which is the very next agenda item, so there's a response. We'll respond to you during that time.
Here, Linda. So this public expression and then responses from the past comes under its own height. We'll respond to you.
So during the response to public expression, if any council member has a response or an answer to your questions, that is the time that they'll have to respond to you.
Okay. The last thing that I had last time was the sewer water going down this river. Have y'all done anything about that?
Are you aware of anything like that, Mr. Williams?
What's that?
It's at Flo Hilton's up there, and she's been trying for 2 years or more.
We've already got that fixed.
You was up there, didn't pay.
We just fixed that.
That's been repaired.
It has?
Yeah. Midsummer, early part of summer.
Jeff, when did you go up there and fix that? It was a manhole.
Contractors did it.
They did repair it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else for public expression?
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Evening, sir.
There's a couple matters I'd
need
like
your
to...
name?
Oh, I'm sorry.
For the record, we have to have everything.
My name is Yusef Thornton, address 743 Plum Avenue. There's a few issues that I'd like to bring to you guys for your consideration tonight. One is the trash. Picking up trash, a lot of people have cans that only fit on one of the trucks. There's a grabber on the back of one of the trucks, and the other one, it's like a lift that lifts into the bar to lift the can. But if they don't have the town trash cans, then it makes it very difficult. And digging into people's trash can to actually make the can lighter is unsafe because a lot of people they just throw trash in there, animal feces, medical waste. You never know if it'll be a syringe in any of this trash. So I just I was wondering if there was a way to just, I mean, we have cans already. So I was just wondering if there was a way to just make everybody get a trash can, a town trash can, so that way it's less of a, like a safety risk. The other issue I'd like to bring up is I'd like to ask you guys to consider me as a full-time employee instead of a part-time employee. I've been employed here with you guys since, I want to say right around February or so, and I have missed out a year of taking vacations with my family. And I like taking vacations with my family, you know, summer vacations and stuff. And even, you know, winter vacation, I like to go see the rest of my family, take my family that I have and go see the rest of my family. But I don't, I'm not qualified for vacation and holiday pay and stuff. So that kind of hinders. That's a hindrance. And that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You guys.
Thank you, Gush.
Come on up, sir.
My name is Robert Moore. I live at 3718 Rusty Road, Covey.
I'm sorry, could you repeat your name?
Robert Moore.
Okay.
Moore.
Do you need me to repeat the address, or could you hear me?
If you don't care, yeah.
All right, 3718 Rusty Road.
Okay.
I'm kind of new to this, so just kind of bear with me. I'll throw a little speech here that I want to try to read to you. Good evening, everyone. Firstly, I would like to thank you all for being here today. My name is Robert Moore, and I stand before you today to address an issue of my denied business license. I must admit, receiving this news that my application was denied was disappointing and disheartening. I had a great deal of time, effort, and resources into developing my business plan, and I truly believed in the potential of my idea. However, I understand that there is a reason behind every decision, and today I would like to respectfully present and request a reconsideration of my business license. I believe that my business has the potential to contribute significantly to our community. It has been tailored to address a specific need, provide employment opportunities, and contribute to the local economy. I have conducted extensive research and can confidently say that my business model is both viable and sustainable to the current market conditions. Also, I've taken the necessary steps to ensure that my business complies with all relevant regulations and requirements. I took all necessary safety measures. My business plan focuses on responsible practices of building strong relationships with our community that will forever be home to us. In addition to my business, we provide much needed employment opportunity in our community. I have designed a comprehensive hiring process that prioritizes local talent and aims to create a diverse and inclusive work environment. This will not only help stimulate the local economy, but also provide job security for individuals who are seeking employment. We want to bring our business into our hometown. We have one location already thriving in the town of Pam. We want to bring that revenue from our business to our hometown and the people in it. I understand the decision to deny my application was made based on criteria or concerns. I would greatly appreciate it if those concerns could be shared with me so that I can address them and highlight how my business plan and operations align with the requirements set forth by the licensing authority. I am fully committed to working closely with the licensing authority to address any concerns and find a mutually agreeable solution. I am open to any necessary modifications or adjustments to ensure that my business operates in full compliance with the regulations and standards set forth by the licensing authority. I strongly believe that my business has the potential to make a positive impact on our community and contribute to its growth and prosperity. I kindly request the reconsideration of my business license applications, and I'm willing to provide any additional information and undergo any further assessment that may be required. I want to thank you for your time this evening, and my wife and I are open to answer any questions, and I will end this with requesting that you reconsider giving us a business license in Tyler Coleman.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else for public expression? Seeing no one else come forth, I will close public expression. The next item is response to public expression from November 13th. I will begin with my response. At the last meeting, we had a citizen request that council members share what their vision for the town was, or what they ran on, per se. When I first ran for town council back in 2014, my vision was to move forward fiscally, responsibly, and work to bring our town together. At the time, the town was very divided. If you'd walk into the room, there were two sides of the room. There was an aisle down the middle, and no one would cross over to the other side. So it's my goal to bring unity back within the town. Also, when I ran, I stated that I wanted to make it a positive place for our kids. It's been a long, tiring road, but I feel like in the last year or so, we've made some positive changes. We've been able to completely redo Ringley Park. We have hosted two back-to-school bashes and two home-for-holiday events, which were family-oriented events for our children. Thank you. Anyone else with a response?
So I ran the same year that Devin K did in 2014. And I sat many nights till the next morning sometimes, following the council to learn the business of the town, because there was a lot of hearsay on the streets. And I feel like that if you didn't attend, you really didn't know what was going on. And so being here is very important for anybody to, if you can't be here, listen to the minutes online and find out what is actually going on and hear it from us instead of somebody else that's maybe not fully understanding what's going on. And there was a lot of division as he spoke, and there definitely was two sides to the room, and we just kind of sit in the middle, try to stay out of either side, because this is not a his side, your side, my side, their side. It's all of our sides, and I wanted all of us to be united together to work for our future. And at this point in time, 9 years later, is that right? 9 years later, there is still a town of Coburn. We have not gone under, which we were very close to at that time. There had been discussion that there's that possibility there would not be a town. At this moment in time, we still have a town, and I'm very proud of our town, and we have a lot of people that we have that work for us and work very hard, and I try to help them every way I can. I spend many hours working for the town free of charge, charge nothing. Every summer I have spent since I've been on council at the Coburn Pool, no charge to the town to be the pool manager and make sure that our pool was brought up. And I have many compliments on our pool for cleanliness, and I put that out to our town crew that comes up there and works and helps make it clean. And we have worked to do that. We've moved forward from being severely in the hole and behind on our audits to we are on time with our audits, actually best this year, I think, than we've been in probably 10 or 15 years. And I've been told that we are actually better than most towns and people in our county, that we have accomplished a lot in our audits, which are very important to get grants. If your audits aren't caught up, you get turned down for grants because they don't know how much money and revenue is going through the town. So they have to know these things. So we've all worked hard. Our town hall has worked hard to get all those audits together and get them completed. And a lot of money. Those are very expensive little things. What have I accomplished? I think that we're sitting here today. All of our seats are together, and I don't see anybody out there rolling around fighting and screaming at each other. I think that the town on the whole has come a long way. Would I like to see more? I would. I make phone calls, write letters all the time, trying to improve our downtown look. I'd like to see it improved. I'd like to have businesses. I have to have people who want to work and want to bring in businesses. I'd love to see it. The fishing tournament, how could we do that? The town council had no part of that. The town council was not apprised of the fishing tournament until it actually happened, and that came about through another program that we were not told about that it was happening. And we were all kind of blindsided by the fishing tournament and how that turned out. But the people who did the fishing tournament came and did the assessment, and it was their fish from their fish farm, and they felt like that what they were doing was fine for the process that they did. I'm not a professional trout person other than they were, and they did it, and that's how it came about. And as far as I know, with sewer running into the creek, the county and different places, different entities have come in and tried everything that there is to stop sewer from running freely into the creek. And I don't know of anything on our end that runs directly into the creek. As far as I know, our sewer runs in sewer lines to CNW. And
can I ask you something?
Not right now. We're not going to discuss
so that. So that's something else. Because that wasn't on my list. I'll go back to my list. Oh, it is. Flo has sewer running into the creek. Flo sewer, it is on here. It was, and as they said, that they had the contractors go up there. And did you all tell her that you all fixed it?
No, I didn't.
So I don't know if she was...
I have several conversations with her, and she was out there while they were fixing it.
She was out there when they were fixing it. So as far as I know, she should know that it has been repaired. And I think that's all I've got to say. I'll leave it to you guys.
Thank you. When I was elected for town council in 2020, my vision is still the same as it was then, and it has been forever. I'd like to have a peaceful and prosperous town. That is my vision for the town of Coburn. I'm almost 72 years of age. I've lived here in its entirety. And I've always had a vested interest in the town of Coburn. If you didn't know, my father was fire chief for about 25 or 30 years, way back when. And at age 16 until probably age 24 or 25, I was a member of Coburn Volunteer Fire Department. And I've had an interest in the fire department. I've also had an interest in our police department. But my vision is still the same. I live here and I partake of the fruits just like everybody else does, to have a peaceful and prosperous town.
I ran just to see if Coburn could grow some, if I had any, could help in any way, you know. But, you know, Coburn, you know, you can't twist people's arms, you know, as far as starting a business, you know. But I know when I was on there before, you know, we had about all the buildings in Coburn, you know, had people in them, you know. Years ago. It's been years ago. That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else have a response to public expression? Okay. The next item is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by a majority vote. Is there any additions or deletions to the agenda? I have a question. New business C says personnel document. Is that... what is that? That is that an entire new personnel? With everything? Because at the last meeting, we've already approved the police officer addition, so this is something different.
Right. And would it be possible to move a closed session up before reports?
I don't have a problem with that.
I make a motion to move closed session in accordance with the Virginia Code.
Under what?
Under
personnel.
What is that?
8-1.
8-1. A-1 to before reports.
All right. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second to move closed session to before reports. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, any other additions or deletions to the agenda? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Do what?
Do we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Oh, I was writing, I wasn't paying attention. I make a motion to accept the agenda as presented, moving the closed session to the front.
All right. Motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended, which is moving closed session to before reports. So any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? All right, we have an agenda. First item on that agenda is closed session. So at this time, I move to enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss the performance of Town of Coburn personnel. Second?
Second.
Motion and a second to enter into closed session under 2.2-3711A1. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are in closed session.